that's the way that it is, it seems, in this world. And I remember this morning a time in my life, thought about it on my way over here this morning. There was a time that I believe that with everything in me, that I came to a point that I had to make a choice. And I understood, you see, we often say and teach that the grace of God has appeared unto all men, teaching us, and that's true. But this one in particular time that happened, it was never like it was before. And I knew in my heart that was my last chance. Now, there's a lot of difference in you being depressed or feeling this way or that about these things, but there's a, when God visits you,
Lord, help him, God,
and quickens you and lets you understand the dead state that you were in, you know, that's looked at as many ways, Brother Jim, but that's where repentance starts.
Yeah.
It's right there, the godly sorrow sets up in your heart that needs not to be repented of. And the reason that it doesn't this morning is because of the grace of Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
Brother Yule, it's by that grace and by his mercy now that he saved us. And this morning I want you to know that if you're here today and you're in that awful condemnation of knowing to do good and doing it not, I want you to know that there's a man today that is able to heal you. He's able today to heal a man or a woman to the uttermost. I thought this morning, sitting there on my seat, how that back in the old Bible and the first covenant, how that men did many things and God led them through so many, many things, and how that their offerings that they offered according to the law, how that it still couldn't purge or cleanse or sanctify the conscience of mankind today, and how that every year that person, as they went to take their offering up to the house of God, how that they were reminded of that sin that they have. And I want you to know today that if you're born again, you don't have that condemnation to deal with every day of your life. And from year to year. And this morning, the blood of bulls and goats, it couldn't take away the stain of sin in a man. But I'm glad that by the precious blood of Jesus this morning that men and women can be made a new creature. And I want you to know today that this new creature is a creature of hope and a creature of glory today. He said, "My glory I leave among you, that men may believe that thou hast sent me." And it's no wonder then, young man and young woman, why he said, "Come and taste of me and see that I'm good. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me this morning, for I'm meek and lowly, and you shall find rest unto your soul." No greater times have I ever had in this world than when I can feel his yoke Amen. Around and about my neck today, Brother Jim. It causes me to walk different. It causes me to talk different.
Amen.
And sometimes it tunes me to sing. How wonderful this morning is this grace of Almighty God today. Do you realize that this grace of Almighty God has saved every creature that's ever been saved this morning? Oh, and it's still the same today to every man as it comes this morning out of your heart, and he begins to lay his hand. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, but as he begins to knock, whoa, there's a gentle washing today, a little purifying when that grace touches a man's heart today. Ain't nobody else can touch you like he can. Oh, grace, grace, grace. How are men saved, Brother Lonnie? By grace, how are men kept today? It's by grace today. I want you to know, and it don't matter who you are, that it's all grace, every bit of it. If it wasn't for grace this morning, what work could you bring this morning to the house of God? There ain't no work that I've got, brethren, today. But it's grace, Brother Jim. Listen today, I look at the church this morning. Well, and pray just a minute. I look at the church this morning, and when I was lost, running undone, and without God and without hope, I remember coming in and sitting down in the back of the house. I didn't feel worthy to even have his name on my lips. But Brother Lonnie Gregory, I'd look, and I'd look up here sometimes, and it would be like a light hanging all over the church. I didn't understand what that was then, but it was the grace of Almighty God. Oh, and I've thought in my heart, I've reasoned many times that the household of grace would be a good name for God's people. We're many today, but yet we're made one in Him. Build up in the Spirit, yes, Brother Terry, a habitation of God. Oh, being many, male and female, with different last names today, but one Father, one God and Father of us all. It don't matter what you've got over the name of your door. You ought to exemplify grace. Grace, grace, grace in everything you do. Like the writer of old, I thought about Brother Mike at the door this morning. David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to be in the congregation of the wicked. And he said, I never learned how to go in, and I've never learned how to go out, but I've learned this myself, and I believe David did, that it's by grace today. Oh, it's in Him we live. And how there be, I'm glad my God is the King of Kings.
Yes, yes,
I'm glad He is the Lord of Lords. Oh, God, this morning, I'm glad John saw Him on the Isle of Patmos, and His hair was white like wool, His eyes as a flame fire today, Brother John, and clothed down to the foot. And His feet as brass, as fine brass, as though they'd been burned in a furnace. There is no judgment, children. There are many things feared in this world, but there's no judgment like that judgment that's going to fall someday. Brother Lonnie Gregory, whether they're ready or whether they're not today, that judgment stands sure this morning. It's got a firm foundation, Brother Jim. Oh, this eternal God purposed in his son, brethren, that someday he was going to bring this thing to an end. I don't know why my mind's this way, but whether you're ready or whether you're not today, he's coming again. I'm looking for him today. This time he's promised me that it's going to be without sin unto salvation, that there's going to be a change come down in this little weak creature's life. Lord, and when I hear his voice, it don't matter if it's here today or if I'm laying in a graveyard somewhere, I'm still going to hear him. Brother John, I mean this with all my heart. I'm sitting here thinking this morning, Lord, what it would have been like to be able to walk with him and talk with him. How they recorded how he spoke. They were so marveled and so amazed. I've heard him talk to this poor heart of mine, brethren. Nobody speaks like he does. When I'm in trouble, nobody comforts like he does. He told the disciples, he said, because I live, you shall live also. And now I'm going away and I'm coming again. And I'm going to pray the Father, and he's going to send you another comforter. Oh, Lord, today, if you don't have that comforter right down in your soul, how in the world are you making it today? I remember as a young boy in this world today, God, walking in the best I could see how willing, and everywhere I turned, there was some evil imagination that would spring up in my way. Brother Terry, right then my heart would attach to that, and it led me a long way down
the wrong road.
And the condemnation that was so great on me that I'd lay down at night and I'd be afraid to fall asleep and be afraid to open my eyes in the morning. I thought sure that I'd be looking at those flames of fire. Oh, Lord. But I heard a man call my name. Nobody ever spoke to me like he did. Brother John, he said, when he turned me, he turned me. Oh, but for the grace of Almighty God, Brother Ronnie, we'd still be out there. It takes grace this morning. And I want you to know that this same Jesus that come and preach the gospel to the poor, the same one that binded up the brokenhearted, and that healed the sick, and that preached the acceptable year of the Lord, the same reformer, Lord, the Bible says that they would offer up their gifts. What did I try to do? I tried to offer up my gifts, and they were as filthy rags, Brother Coy. The whole world traveled until the day he would come. I don't know why this crossed my mind, but they're trying to reform things this way, and they're trying to reform them that way. And everywhere you turn, everybody's got a question. What's wrong, brethren? Oh, Yes, what a poor man believes is wrong. We need to get back to the humility by the grace of God and humble ourselves. We don't need to be trying to change anything. We don't need to be trying to add to or take away from anything. In Hebrews 9:10, it teaches us, until the time of Reformation, there was only one reformer today that was found worthy, brethren, to preach this gospel of the kingdom. He's the only one that was able to rightly divide it. And oh, sinner man today, if you've got a need, this man Jesus, he's the one that's got the answer from the time he come here and prayed. Oh, God, his own everlasting gospel. Brother Lonnie, let me take just a minute here on this. You know, the Bible says, workmen need not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth today. There's only one man that I can read about that ever really rightly divided the word, and that was the word himself. Oh, he came into this world and took upon himself a body of flesh likened to his brethren, and he rightly divided his word. And now, brethren, if you've got a problem, or you're overtaken in a fall, and you need an answer, follow the grace of God, and search these things out. These are they, said, that do testify me. Listen, I don't know why, brethren, but when I was in trouble, God had appeared to me, and this is the truth, and I had never been to church, I don't guess, in my life, and I sat down, Brother Michael, I'll never forget this, and I opened the Bible up to the book of Genesis, and I couldn't see how to read it for crying. I said, Lord, if I have to read this whole book for you to save me, just let me live long enough. Oh, brethren. And he led my little mind over to Matthew 7:7. It says, asking you shall receive, seek and you shall find, and knocking it shall be opened unto you. Brother Jim Rush today, and I heard people talking throughout the churches I went to, and Brother Mike, I was in trouble, and I sat down one night and just dropped my head down. Some said, don't take the old Bible, and some said, take the new, and some said, take this part and take that part, and my heart broke. I said, Lord, I don't understand all this, and I'm telling you, this vision really happened. I don't know why my mind this way, but he led a white Bible down in front of me, and light turned every page, and he said, son, it's all concerning me. Oh, you may be the meanest sinner that ever walked up and down this road, but Jesus has got the answer for you if you'll search it out. The hearer and not justified, brother. But the doer, and trying to work it out this way and that is not what doing it's about. It's about you must believe with all your heart, with all your soul and mind and strength. And I can see those choices made by grace today, how important they were, Brother Jim. What did they bring to you? Eternal life, Brother Ronnie. He said, believe upon me, as the scripture said. Listen today, friends. There's just the one way that men and women are saved in this world.
By grace.
This eternal spirit, it reads a little about that in Hebrews. Brother Lonnie was talking about it. This spirit, when it comes, it quickens you. It makes you alive to this wonderful grace. And as he leads you today, Brother Lonnie, every step you take from your heart today, that grace is sufficient. And it will save you if you will listen to it, Brother Jim. If you will only believe with all of your heart, with all of your soul, your mind and your strength. I'm telling you today that God is able to take you and quicken you and lead you through this wonderful plan of salvation and deliver you from that lost state that you're in. And finally, through all the wonderful processes of his word and the doctrine of his word, deliver you finally in the end and give you a home in heaven.
Absolutely.
When this life is over. And that's what it's about today. I've probably jumped around here today and said many things. Feel very weak today in body, and I'm being honest with you. But I want you to know that someday I know a man that's got an answer for that. And you can really go to heaven today, young men and women. If you want to go, I believe this. I know there's many doctrines in our land and many, many different ways of looking at things, but I absolutely believe in the free grace of Almighty God. I believe that his grace is going to come to you and you and you. Brother Jim, I believe that this morning. And I believe that if you will hearken to that and let him lead you, Brother Mike Spurlock, I believe he will save their souls just as sure as we're standing here in this building today. Now that's how much that I believe that God is still the same. May God bless you.